This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Respected elders, scholars, and my beloved students, I recited a holy verse of the Holy Quran in the khutbah, which says, وَذَكِّرْ, remind each other. Why? فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Because reminding each other benefits the believers. Having said that, today I would like to share with you a very beautiful and a very heart-touching incident which Sheikh Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned in his book Sifatul Safwa. And this incident is from the 10th century, regarding a young boy, especially like the students here. There was a man by the name Abu Qudama who stayed in Medina and who was famous for his religion, who was famous for his knowledge, and mostly he was famous for his sacrifices in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon one occasion, he was sitting in the masjid and a group of people came and said to him, that, oh, Abu Qudama, narrate to us an incident which has amazed you. You have traveled a lot, you have sacrificed a lot in the path of Allah, you have come out in the path of Allah. Narrate to us the incident which has amazed you. So Abu Qudama said to them, gather, I am about to narrate the most beautiful and heart-touching incident to you, which I am about to narrate to you from that book. He mentions that it was in the 10th century, when the enemies wanted to attack on a place known as Rikka in Iraq. And at that time, he was traveling and he stopped at a place known as Tarsus. He performed his Isha Salah and he stood up and he made an announcement that, oh my people, we are going in the path of Allah. Would anyone love to join us for the cause of Allah? And the response wasn't good. He went, he slept at a place. When he went to sleep, he heard a knock on his door. So he went to open, and he was shocked to see a lady, a woman, at his door. So he said to her, Ya Matallah, what are you doing here at this time of night? So the lady didn't do anything. She was in niqab, she was in hijab. The only thing she did was she left a piece of paper, a piece of cloth, in the hands of Abu Qudama, and she ran away, she left. Abu Qudama was shocked. He opened the piece of cloth and he found a small letter inside with long hair. What was written in the letter? It was written that, oh Abu Qudama, today I saw you making an announcement in the masjid after Isha Salah for the recruitment of army, and the response wasn't good. And I felt bad, I felt guilty as a woman, that how I wish if I was a man, I would have participated with you in the battle for the cause of Allah. But the only thing I can do right now, I don't even have wealth, I don't have money. The only thing I can do right now is that I cut my hair so that you can use my hair to make a rain for your horse. So tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to ask me that what did you do for the sake of Allah, I can reply that I cut my hair and I presented it to the army so that they could use my hair to make the rein of the horse. The next day, Abu Qudama used that hair to make the rein of the horse. And now they were about to leave, to go to the place. As they were starting off, they saw a man coming on a horse, riding towards them with the speed of lightning. And he was saying, oh, Abu Qudama, wait. Abu Qudama, wait. He was shouting. And everyone started looking towards him. The person came closer. he came down the horse and he was breathing heavily because he was running. He was riding the horse. He was breathing heavily. So Abu Qudama said to him, that who are you? So this person replied, that didn't my mother meet you last night? I'm the son to that lady. And I want to join. I want to come with you in the path of Allah. So Abu Qudama said to him, that your voice sounds like that of a young boy. I can't take you with me in the path of Allah. Unveil yourself. So he removed his hijab. He removed his veil. When he did that, Abu Qudama mentions, when I looked at his face, it was like a shining moon, radiant. There was nur emanating from his face. So I said to him that, oh my young child, I can't take you with me in the path of Allah. You are too young. But he kept insisting. He kept insisting that, oh Ammi Qudama, oh my uncle Qudama, don't do this to me. I want to come with you. And he started clinging on Abu Qudama. So Abu Qudama had no choice but to take him. He said, okay, fine, I'll take you, but on one condition. You are going to stand in the last line whenever we are fighting. Secondly, you are not going to fight. You are going to prepare and cook food for the army. He agreed, fine. They started the journey. Abu Qudama mentions, I looked at him. When everyone was riding on the horse, he was also riding on the horse, but he was reading Quran. He was Hafiz of Quran. And when everyone was walking, he was also walking, but he was remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was young like the students seated here. And Abu Qudama rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that then we reached at the place where we had to rest. So the people said that we are fasting. The army said that we are fasting. Where is the boy? Send him to make food for us. So the young boy, he stood up and he said that, yes, let me go and make food for the army, because I'm not fasting and you people are fasting. And he went. Then the time of Maghrib came close. As the time came close, the people asked Abu Qudama, where is the young boy? Abu Qudama started looking for him, following his footprints, and he found him. He saw that the food was being cooked, the pot was boiling, and the young boy was just resting there. He was sleeping there. He was tired. He was on a journey, right? So he was tired. So Abu Qudama mentions that I was looking at him. As he was sleeping, he smiled once. He smiled in his sleep. Then I saw him again. He smiled again. The smile got bigger. And I saw again, he smiled, and this time he started giggling and laughing. So I started moving the pot and he woke up. When he woke up, he said to me that, oh, Abu Qudama, I'm sorry, I went to sleep. Let me finish cooking the food. Abu Qudama said that, no, you don't have to do it. You are tired, you can rest, I'll help you. But I can only allow you to carry on if you have to mention to me what you saw in your dream. Why were you smiling? Why were you laughing? Why were you giggling? So at that moment, the young boy said, that's it. That is between me and my Allah. I can't share that with you. So Abu Qudama said, fine, you can't cook the food then. So the young boy said, okay, fine. It's a secret between me and my Allah, but now I'm sharing it with you. You can't share it with anyone. Then the young boy mentioned, when I went to sleep, I saw in my dream that the last day, the judgment day has occurred. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to me, his name was Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to me, Muhammad, enter into Jannah. When he said that to me, a servant came from Jannah and he took me inside Jannah. When I entered into Jannah, I saw a lot of women standing there and I saw a palace, beautiful palace. So I said to this young servant that I can't enter this place. There are a lot of women standing here. So the young servant replied that, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared this place for you. Come inside. I went inside and I asked the young servant that these women who are standing here, are they my wives? Are they my wives? So the young servant replied that, no, these are just your servants. Your wife is waiting inside, reclining on the silk sheets. She is waiting there for you. I entered inside the room and I saw that there is a beautiful lady seated there. And I greeted her, so I smiled. He was smiling in his dream, right? That is what we do. We smile, isn't it? Huh? So I smiled. Then I went closer and I tried to touch her. When I tried to touch her, she said to me that, oh Muhammad, I'm not yet permissible for you. Tomorrow, we are going to break our fast together. Because Muhammad used to fast one day, and the other day he never used to fast. Then the other day he used to fast. So that wife replied that tomorrow we are going to break our fast together. So just wait for one more day. But I insisted. So at that moment, I started giggling and I started laughing. So that is what I did. So that was the secret between him and his Allah. But now he shared it with Abu Qudama. Then I woke up. Muhammad mentions, then I woke up. Now the day, the final day and the final hour came. When everyone was prepared for the battle, Abu Qudama rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that I had told Muhammad to stand in the last line, but I saw he was standing in the first line and he was fighting with the enemies. And he was saying what the mother taught him, that when you have to face the enemies, don't show your back to them. Don't return. Fight with bravery. And I saw that. Abu Qudama mentions, then suddenly the dust started to grow and I couldn't see what was happening. And finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us victorious. Then I started looking for all the martyrs. And I started looking for the young boy, Muhammad. I started looking for Muhammad and I couldn't find him anywhere. I started making announcement, where is Muhammad? Where is Muhammad? And then finally I heard a low voice from behind which said that, Ya ayyuhan nas, oh my people, can someone please bring Abu Qudama to me? I need to speak to him. Can someone please bring Abu Qudama to me? I need to speak to him. Abu Qudama mentions, when I turned, I saw the young Muhammad lying down on the floor, filled with blood, and he was cut into pieces. And I went close to him and I said to him that, oh Muhammad, I told you that this is a fierce battle. You can't be here. Look what they've done to you. And then I started cleaning the blood on his body with the corner of my cloth. So he said to, Abu Qudama is mentioning, Muhammad said to me that, oh uncle, you don't have to do it. Use my cloth. You don't have to make your clothes dirty for that. And then he said to me that, oh Abu Qudama, I've left my mother at home. The lady who met you at night, she's my mother. She must be waiting for me. And she won't believe when you tell her that I've died in the path of Allah. She won't believe it. So here is my jubbah. Take it with you and show it to her. That your son has you reunited with the father in Jannah. Even his father was a very brave man. He also passed away in the path of Allah. So he said, you should tell my mother, the son has reunited with the father in Jannah. And oh Abu Qudama, I have a little sister whose name is Fatima and she is 8 years old. Just tell her that your brother has passed salams to you. Don't show her my jubbah. She won't be able to bear the pain because she loves me a lot. So Abu Qudama took the jubbah. He went to meet the mother. He gave the jubbah to the mother. The mother cried. And then he saw that a young girl came and she was touching everyone. Where is my brother? Where is Muhammad? Where is Muhammad? Abu Qudama says that I knew this is the sister to Muhammad. This is Fatima. As Fatima came close to me, she asked me that, oh Abu Qudama, where is my brother? Where is my beloved brother? Abu Qudama mentions that I kneeled down in front of her and I said to her that your brother has passed you salams and he said that he's going to meet you in Jannah. The moment he said that, Fatima couldn't bear the pain. She went unconscious. She fainted. She fell down on the floor. The mother came running. She picked her up. She took her to the room. Abu Qudama is knocking outside. That what has happened? What's wrong? And there is no reply from inside. And the last thing which he heard from the lady was the supplication that she made. That, oh Allah, my husband passed away in your path. My son passed away in your path. And Allah, even my daughter has passed away hearing the news about the brother. Allah, reunite me with them in Jannah tomorrow. And that is how the story ends in the book. And this story remains unexplained. No one knows what happened to the lady. Allah mentions in the Holy Quran that we share these stories with you so that you can take a lesson from them. Respected elders and friends, and especially my children, my students, this is the story of Muhammad from 10th century. What is the story of Muhammad from this century going to be in the future? Is it going to be the same, or is it going to be that Muhammad was that person who was disrespecting his parents. Muhammad was that person who was playing around with the chastity and the honor of his sisters and the women in his society? Or is it going to be that Muhammad was that person who never sacrificed a single moment in the path of Allah? It is our choice. It is our choice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice on whatever has been said. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and like the Muhammad we spoke about. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.